And it's a balancing act. Because you have to allow yourself to feel all the negative emotion, but you also have to be sure that you don't end up stuck or wallowing there, because it does drain your energy. So tapping, especially the revenge taps, and again, don't say anything vengeful unless you're tapping. And then it can be funny. But there is a part of you that really wants the good guys to win and the bad guys to be punished. I mean, that's just in all of us humans. And so revenge taps are really, really helpful in the healing process. And, you know, don't make them too bloody or anything. Make them funny. Lost hair is good. All right, so... Ooh, somebody got you already. No.
Life goes on, you know?
Yeah. But for some reason that, you know, nobody would really wish that on anybody. I hope all your hair falls out. Yes.
I've heard this concept that the unconscious doesn't understand details, and so to wish anything negative, the unconscious doesn't know that it's not somebody else. The unconscious just gets negative. It reads and hears negative. So that's why I'm a little worried about the revenge tap.
But when you're tapping, well, so here's the thing. Humanity for a long time has pretty much been having these same negative emotions. And we're finding that what you resist persists. And so tapping, other than journaling, is the only thing I've ever found where you can give voice and acceptance to the negative emotion. And it exists in everybody. And so I have never found it to cause harm or disease in the body, but I have seen it very often break a painful pattern. And every time, my opinion is, every time you do a revenge tap, include the forgiveness. So again, tapping, you know, we say tons of negative things in tapping, but people end up feeling better. And a lot of people will struggle with that in the beginning, especially if it's somebody who's never tapped before. They're like, I don't want to say that because they've heard all the law of attraction only say positive things. But the truth is, just saying positive things isn't really working. If it was, yeah, we wouldn't have to tap. So even on your point that it doesn't understand detail, then what about all the other negative things we say? Why would revenge be different?
Well, this would suggest don't speak or think the negative. Like, if I wished ill on somebody, even barnacles on their boat, my unconscious mind doesn't distinguish the detail of who it is I'm wishing that on, so that I might as well be wishing it upon myself.
Well, when you're tapping and you say they were a jerk, is that...
Same idea.
Yeah.
I might as well be saying I'm a jerk because my unconscious mind doesn't get those details.
Well, then the only question you have to ask yourself is, do you feel better when you tap or when you don't?
I feel better.
Well, then it's a paradox.
I don't know what my unconscious mind... I feel better, but I don't know if there's something.
And that's the thing. Consistently, we see physical and emotional results with tapping, where you include the negative and the positive. And who can prove what the subconscious mind does? I mean, if we really knew, I think we'd fix this all a lot faster.
It's a mystery to me.
It is, and usually it's a weird paradox. Everything here.